This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the first day of September, and we've got lots to talk about today, including tunnels, war about fish, and the birth of a legend in boxing. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, it's the beginning of September, a brand new month. Somehow we got here. I don't know. It's been a crazy year, but it is September 1st. And because it's the first of the month on this podcast, what we like to do is tell you about all the things that happen this month. So let's hear about some of those. Well, it's Animal Pain Awareness Month. It's also Baby Safety Month. It's Better Breakfast Month. It's Intergeneration Month. That celebrates the many benefits of relationships between ages 60 plus and younger folks. So Bernie Sanders might love that one. National Chicken Month. It's also Cholesterol Education Month. Honey Month. Learning and Development Month. Papaya Month. Peripheral Artery Disease Month. Suicide Prevention Month. Ovarian Syndrome Awareness Month. Self-Improvement Month. Sexual Health Month. World Alzheimer's Month. And History Heritage Month. Also, towards the end here, of course, Oktoberfest starts. So whatever of these national days that you celebrate, enjoy it. And, you know, maybe take September to do a little self-improvement, check your cholesterol, eat some chicken, and close it out with drinking a beer. All right, and every day I tell you about whatever national observance is happening on that day or holiday. Well, a lot of websites say that today is American Chess Day. Well, also, websites say that that happens on July 20th, and then they call it International Chess Day. And then some people say that because President Ford said that every second Saturday in October was going to recognize National Chess Day, that it is then. So really, the day today is just as confusing as the game itself. So we'll go ahead and call it American Chess Day, but we won't understand it, much like I don't understand the game of chess. Let's move on to some of the events. In Boston, in 1897, a subway opened up. It was the first underground rapid transit system in North America. And initially, people were a little afraid. They thought, well, it goes underground and there's people buried underground. They thought that they might catch disease. Well, that didn't last very long, and the subway became very successful. The subway is still around in Boston, but the subway that you ride today, or at least the tunnels that you ride through today, were not the same. 10 sections of the tunnels were replaced in the 60s. The tunnels were actually used as a fallout shelter in the 60s, and food and cans of rations were actually placed in the tunnels, and they're still there today, rusting away. This was just one of many ideas for fallout shelters during the Cold War. I'm not going to talk about the Cold War right now. Instead, I'm going to move to the Cod Wars. Yeah, cod. You know, the fish. On this day, in 1958, Iceland expanded its fishing zone, putting it into conflict with the United Kingdom, and the Cod Wars began. Well, okay, the British, they love their fish and chips, right? And fish and chips is made with cod, and a great place to fish for cod was around Iceland. So that's what they did. And they fished so much, it began to hurt the economy of Iceland. So from 1958 to 1976, Iceland and the UK had the Cod Wars. And growing population is probably one of the causes for the need of so much cod. Well, on this day in 1962, the UN announced that the Earth's population had hit 3 billion. Now, that was in 1962. As of March of this year, the population is 7.8 billion. It's projected that the population by 2030 will be 8.5 billion. That is a lot of fish and chips. So why did the population go up so much since 1962? Well, in 1975, Gunsmoke aired for the last time, so maybe people had less things to do. Why do I bring up Gunsmoke? Well, Gunsmoke was actually the longest-running television series of all time, the longest-running scripted U.S. primetime television series of all time. It had 635 episodes, and the last one aired on this day back in 75. Now, it held that record, but it didn't for long, because The Simpsons took that over. The Simpsons debuted on December 17th of 1989. They're still going. They're at 684 episodes. For those of you driving in your car right now, take a quick look at your speedometer. If the number's 55 or bold, or it's got another line, a red line perhaps, well, that happened because of what happened on this day in 1982. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration added a provision to its regulations, and so car makers had to put emphasis on the 55 mile per hour mark. And in 2014, Apple decided to speed up the transactions that you have at stores by adding a near-field communication chip into the iPhone. This would help to introduce Apple Pay. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, the adoption rate for mobile contactless payments has gone up significantly. And 1 year ago, we were talking about the shooting in Odessa, Texas. Two died and 20 were injured. We were also talking about Justin Verlander. He had just thrown his third no-hitter. And Kevin Hart was in a horrific car accident. He had to undergo several surgeries, rehab, and a long road to recovery. He has since regained his strength. And let's take a look now at your birthdays for September 1st. He was the only heavyweight champion to retire undefeated. Boxer Rocky Marciano was born on this day in 1923. The lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, we'll hear about him during our O.J. Simpson talks coming up soon. He was born in 1938. Lily Tomlin was born in 1939. And Gloria Estefan turns 63 today, along with Zendaya. She's 24 today. That is your look at September 1st. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, we're super sorry. And you know what? You're super smart. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you would like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.